your life's purpose? You know, what you were born to do? Oh my gosh, you don't? How did you get to be 20 or 30 or 40? Are you 50 and you don't know what you're meant to do with this one life? Don't worry about it. There's so much pressure and FOMO and YOLO. I'm gonna help you uncover not your life's purpose, just what lights you up so you can do more of that and live intentionally. So I asked the trophies this week, what was their life purpose? And people seized up. I don't know, nothing. I just like to be with my family, travel, but I can't do that. Womp, womp. It was sad over in the trophies this week. And so I put together a whole bunch of prompts that, lucky you, I'm going to share with you today to help you uncover your life's purpose. And I stopped calling it purpose. It was too heavy. People felt like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. What a loser. Let's talk about it in terms of what lights you up. And so I want to reframe what you think your life's purpose is. Your life's purpose might actually be doing more of what lights you up and sharing it with the world. And aren't you going to be so much happier doing what you love? And when you recognize that it's a gift, what you love to do and what comes easily to you is not something shared by the other almost 8 billion people on the planet. It makes you special. And so when you can bravely share it, it's a gift. And that might be your purpose. So this is one of those podcasts where you're going to need to put some work into it. Get a pen and paper, grab your journal, grab your passion planner, and you want to maybe stop and start the podcast when I share the prompts with you. So the first question is, what makes you forget to eat? Time just flies. You don't even think about eating. You don't even think about going to the bathroom because you're so immersed and engaged in this activity. Okay, now think back to when you were a kid. Your 7-year-old self could do it for hours. Your mom had to come convince you to sit down and have dinner with the family. She wasn't too happy about it because you were just lost. You know, I talk about my son Owen. He's 6 and he is all about the Lego. He can do Lego by himself in his room for hours. He just loves doing Lego. Is Lego his life's purpose? Maybe. There's people that do it for a living. I saw them behind glass at Legoland, but it's probably something about creation or building or maybe even problem solving that he just loves to do. So when you think of what you love to do, what is it about that activity? You know, when I was a little kid, I loved making jewelry. I'd spend my money on beads and jewelry findings and fancy pliers and cool wire, and I'd make these fun jewelry creations. I'm not a jeweler. It's not something that I have any interest in picking up again, but I loved being creative and giving it away to my friends, making people happy, making people feel good. I didn't keep my jewelry. I always gave it away. And so that was something that I loved to do as a kid, and I still love doing today. I love gifting. I love picking out the perfect gift. I love making people happy. My purpose is definitely aligned with making people happy. So what could it be for you? Not the thing you come up with, but take it a deeper level. What is it about that activity that you really, really like? My next prompt for you is, what is your heart telling you? Or maybe differently said, what do you fantasize about doing? It's always been there in the back of your head. And your adult self, oh, you're so responsible. You're like, I can't do that. Well, that's silly. Well, is it? Is someone else doing it? Are you just trying to talk yourself out of it because it sounds unrealistic? So what is your heart telling you? I want you to think about when you experienced the greatest joy in your life. I asked this question to my husband, and he talked about having his own paper route when he was a kid. I know, isn't this throwback Americana? I love it. He'd get up super early. Maybe that's why he's such an early bird today. It goes back to his paper route days. And he had his own paper route. And it was the quiet of the morning and the freedom. There's probably something about that that's aligned with his life's purpose. What was it for you? Okay, my favorite and most productive question I asked the trophies is, what is your superpower? You know, there's things that come easily to you, and it's not like that for the rest of the people. Things that you do naturally, you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to try. It feels like zero effort. And because it feels like you're not working at it, that it's not special. But that's what's so special about it. This is your superpower. What is it? You know, one thing for me is that being happy and being positive, that's a superpower for me. I didn't know it until a couple years ago. I just thought other people were focusing on the wrong things and down in the dumps for the wrong reason. But what I realized is that negativity, that's natural. Positivity, that's on purpose. And always looking for what's going great, it's something that comes naturally to me. It's my superpower. And I hope to share that with the trophies and any of you. What is it for you? What comes naturally? It doesn't feel like work. Okay, next question. How do you want to be remembered? Let's say you know you're going to die in 1 year. How would you spend your time? What would you want your legacy to be? How would you want to be remembered? Where would you invest your last year? And why aren't we doing that now? Okay, my last question for you is, what would it look like if you spent another decade on your current path? You know, things never stay the same. You're either growing or you're shrinking. You're growing or you're dying. So your relationships today that are meh, they're not going to be meh in 10 years. They're going to be worse. Or your job today in 10 years is still going to suck. And it's going to suck even worse because 10 years have passed and you didn't do anything. Or your relationship with your parents, it's going to go from good to not so good. So why not find what lights you up and share that with the world? That's living your life's purpose. So thanks for joining me today. I hope I got the gears going. This is definitely aligned with all the work we did last month in uncovering your goals. Similar questions, finding what lights you up and doing more of that. This doesn't have to be drudgery or hard work. Living your life's purpose doesn't have to mean if you're not running for political office, you're wasting your time. No, it could just be playing Lego. As always, the conversation happens over in the trophies. I hope you'll join me, if you're a lady, at www.thetrophies.co. And you can sign up for my Supermom Survival Guide. That's on my website at melissamcleod.co. www.melissamcleod.co. Thanks, everyone. One more thing I wanted to leave you with. So let's say what you come up with is travel. You just love to travel. Right away, your mind's going to go, okay, but you can't do that. You can't get paid to do that. You're not going to do that for, you can't just drop everything and go travel. I mean, there's different ways to go about it. You could join the Peace Corps, be a mystery shopper for resorts, work on a cruise ship, work seasonally at a ski resort, teach English, be a travel points hacker, do your own travel blogging, etc. So there are lots of ways to make a passion like that happen. And it's what traveling gives you or makes you feel that lights you up, that's going to lead you to your life's purpose. Maybe it's something about understanding other cultures, the languages, the food. Oh my gosh, the food. What a great life's purpose. For me, when I travel, I love nobody knows who I am. I love that anonymity. I love the anticipation of what's going to happen today. I don't know because I've never been here before. That's what I love about travel. I love that exciting, something amazing is going to happen today approach to daily life too. So go a little bit deeper and don't just discount something because you think it's unrealistic. And that's all I have to say about that. Guess where I'm going today? India! I'm going to Delhi, and then tomorrow I'm going to Agra to see the Taj Mahal. This was a goal I had. I put it in my passion planner and made it happen. And I'm going with no kids. Imagine going through an airport without a car seat. Just the plane flight is going to be like total vacay. Huh, when it happened, if I didn't put down my yearly goals in my passion planner. I don't know how busy moms do it if they don't have a planner. I got my schedule. My kids each have their own different schedules. My husband has his own schedule. I've got to keep organized. And there's something about my will-do list that keeps me on track. Oh, you have a to-do list? I got a will-do list. I will do these things that I put on the list. And then when I cross them off, it's like, oh, so, so satisfying. So check out Passion Planner. It's at www.yourpassionplanner.com, yourpassionplanner.com. And I'll see you next week when I come back from the Taj.